Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Life is like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is for October 2022, and I've got a special treat tonight for you. A guest I've never had on before, ever. And this coming March will make 30 years in radio, so he's brand new to us as far as on this program. I've heard him on other broadcasts. Enjoy what I had to say. Larry Pratt was going to be here, but he had a cancellation, and I couldn't help it. So these things happen, folks. Sometimes things pop up we don't think about. And one of these things, by the way, I'll tell you tonight, I'll tell you again tomorrow night, Crystal cannot be here again this coming Thursday. The nurse is still not back with her daddy. The nurse had a very bad infection. It looks like a spider bite, and she'll be down for a couple of weeks. So I have a young lady coming in early afternoon Thursday to help as much as possible, and Chris is going to try to train her via phone. So Thursday, I'll be here as always, trying to get everything done I can get done. Just pray for us. We'll get through it okay. Believe me, folks, Chris has been with me for almost 23 years. She's my right-hand man, so to speak. So I miss when she's not here, but we'll do the best we can. And don't forget also that we're offering the book, Why I'm a Sabbath-Keeping Christian, folks. It's a very important book. Only about 60 pages long. You got to read to understand it. And I would like for you to get it, look at it for yourself. If you don't understand what I'm saying, read it for yourself. If you don't agree, that's fine. But $7.50 will get it to your front door. You just have to call and let us know at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And use a credit card, debit card, a good address, and write a check. $7.50, folks, get it right to your front door. Of course, the water filters are still on sale through October with Jane McKinney Water Filters. And I say this again, if you have a Berkey, if you have any stainless steel Berkey, filters for them from Berkey are getting very, very difficult to get. But James' water filters will do more than the Berkey does, and they do fit all stainless steel receptacles on the Berkey. So if you need a set of water filters, don't postpone it. 10% off. Until through the end of the month, okay? So just call the same number and tell Lisa that you want to order a set of 4 or 10 filters, whatever it may be, and she'll take care of it. And of course, she'll be in the office Thursday. Hopefully, we can get everything run Thursday. We didn't get to run anything through the office last week because Chris wasn't here to take care of the emails and the credit cards. We'll try this week. So bear with us as we try to get through kind of crippled without Crystal being with us. But Heather's going to join us hopefully sometime Thursday to do what you can to help get things somewhat caught up. And just bear with us, please, folks. We'll get back on schedule hopefully real soon. We'll try to get everybody's orders caught up as soon as possible. So please forgive us for a delay. But sometimes things happen that we can't help. And, of course, I don't think the nurse wanted to get bit by a spider, but she did. And she is actually in pretty bad condition. They've already got her on 4 antibiotics and starting on a new one tomorrow. So she's had a tough time fighting this spider bite. Now, our guest tonight is someone that said it's brand new to me on the program, although I've heard him on other broadcasts. He runs an organization called Alipac. And I'll let him tell you about that in just a minute. But he and his group are on the forefront daily trying to stem the tide of illegals coming across the border in this country. And as you know, and I know, he has got his hands full. It's a constant battle for him on every front to try to get this accomplished. And I personally admire his tenacity, his courage, because that would wear me out after a while, folks. I mean, we're seeing him come in by the millions. Now, let's bring up our guest, William Sheen. William Gene, are you there?
Yes, sir. And do you prefer your guests to call you Pastor Butch or Butch or...
Oh, you can call me Butch, you. Pastor Butch, Knucklehead. I don't care. What do you want to call me?
All right, makes Butch. A difference to me. You got it.
I'm not formal. I'm like I said, I just try to do what's right, glorify our Heavenly Father, and stand for the truth. That's all I know to do. Nobody's special. But anyway.
Yes, my last name is Gein with a hard G and a silent H, like Green.
Oh,
with
Gein.
With an H instead. Yeah, it's an old Dutch name, and... it's a little hard to spell, but.
Well, especially for somebody from West Virginia. William, one more time. Keen?
William Gein, yes, sir.
Gein, like a K instead of a G. Gein.
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. William Gein. It's good to have you tonight, and I mean that. This is the first time with us, and I'm really looking forward to the conversation, and we'll invite people to call in if they want to a little bit. But tell folks about William Gein. Who is he? What does he do? How did he get started? What he's doing? Give us a little bit of a bio.
Well, I mean, I used to be involved with campaigns and elections as a campaign consultant, political science degree from East Carolina University. But back around 2003-2004, I did a lot of research for a candidate for governor I was consulting, and she asked me to estimate the number of illegals in North Carolina, and I thought it would be an easy job. It ended up taking me 2.5 weeks to do it, and I ended up being one of the first people in the country to sort of nail it down, and the numbers that I came up with were later verified by the Department of Homeland Security, as far as you can trust those liars. And, we created Alipac on 9/11 of 2004 in honor of the victims of 9/11 who lost their lives due to our country's failure to adequately enforce our immigration laws, which are designed to protect our citizens. And, a lot of people have died because of the failure to enforce these laws, and we basically
I want to stop just a second. What do you mean a lot of people died? Explain what you mean.
Well, right now, we don't know the exact numbers, but illegal immigrants who are not supposed to be in the country at all are killing thousands of Americans, sometimes through drunk driving, sometimes through assaults and murders, sometimes, and that's just the thousands number is on the low end of how many they directly kill. It doesn't count the higher numbers of people who are robbed, raped, or injured in other ways. And, of course, we're not counting in the tens of thousands of people who are dying or being injured by the chemical weapons they're transporting across the border, such as methamphetamine and fentanyl and opioids and other highly addictive, life-destroying chemicals that they are aiming at American children.
I want to make a comment, too. There's no doubt that this has been done on purpose. We know that. The elite of this world and the so-called leaders of the country want this country infiltrated. They want our culture destroyed, and they're doing it. They're doing it quite proficiently, actually. They're doing it very well. But also, I have to believe that many people will say on the inside, on our side of the border, are getting some money off this deal. Would you agree?
Well, there's a lot of different, what they refer to themselves as stakeholders. That's the globalist term. Anytime you hear somebody usually using the word stakeholder, you're dealing with one of them, one of the globalists. But you've got a very complex situation where it is happening through intentional form of invasion, but you've got a lot of different players that are involved, from the Chinese and the Saudis, who would like to see America no longer be first world,
absolutely,
top of the globe. The drug cartels who are making money off of destroying American children and harvesting wealth from the country that way,
and not to mention the children they're buying and selling at the border also.
Oh yeah, the direct trafficking. But you know, one of the things they like to do is send in these illegal alien DACA kids and others to be the local little drug hookup at the high school and get American kids of all different races and genders with simmering habits so that when they're like 20, 21 and their grandparents pass away and they inherit part of the 30 acres of land, it all ends up going up their nose and right out the country. But to make the most money doing that, you got to be the evil monster that's willing to get right up on people's little bitty children that they raised and wiped the butts and fed the mouths of as infants. You got to get right
and,
up.
And they're out there. And these people are out there. But those people out there, it's hard for us to imagine that. But those people exist by the thousands.
Oh, yeah, they're being managed by older, more hardcore, experienced criminal elements that come from criminal cultures in countries where most of the territories are very alien to us because they're under gang rule. You know, here in the United States, well, at least up until recent years, we thought anywhere you go that the laws of the land would be sort of generally equitably applied. But, you know, a lot of these illegal aliens from Africa and parts of Asia and Central and South America are coming from places where there is no government other than the gangs themselves.
That's true.
And those, you got the Soros groups, the open societies, eggheads who believe that, you know, mostly Protestant, white Christian Americans will just turn into Nazis in a heartbeat unless you mix them all up and keep pouring people in on top of them from, you know, all across the globe, there and there, with Soros spending millions. You got the big tech titans over there, Zuckerberg, and people like Carlos Slim and the Billionaire Club, which, you know, And they've got different interests here, you know. And then, of course, the Democratic Party, which is on the verge. If they haven't pumped in enough people in the first 19 months of Biden to do the trick, they're very close because of taking full and permanent control of all major U.S. elections, laws, and policies forevermore. These illegal immigrants.
You know that you're walking on thin ground now, or thin ice, because you know that Mike Wendell lost his appeal to the Supreme Court for the $1.3 billion he was sued for by the computer makers. You know that. And so, obviously, his telling the truth didn't pay off for him.
Well, I'll address that part of it, you know, and I got to be careful because I tell you one thing. Let's make an agreement. I don't want to talk about anything to do with Donald Trump. Okay, because
I understand that.
The reason I don't is because it's caused so much division and problem, pain in the butt. But a lot of the stuff that Mike Lindell and Rudy Giuliani and what's that big old female attorney's name? Sidney Powell. I remember the day that looked on my screen. I saw they were having a press conference, and they said, "We have the goods. We've got the codes. We've got it all." This election was stolen, and the way it was stolen was by machine tampering, software code stuff, and we've got it all. Deep state going down, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
And I knew as soon as I heard that, and everybody else heard that, I was like, well, U.S. elections will never, ever be the same after today. Two, I really, really hope that these checks, their mouths are right and they can cash them and that they got what they say they're going to get. It's not what I would have said and done. I mean, first of all, my criticism of that administration was that they knew from everything we were told by these different people in 2016, they were quite aware that Democrats were cheating in the city precincts, that illegal aliens and other type of non-citizen immigrants were committing felonies by voting. They indicated that they knew this, but they never did anything. They didn't take any steps.
No, they didn't.
They started off with, they created a committee that never met called the Elections Integrity Commission. But as soon as I heard that Mike Pence was made the chair and that our guy, Chris Kobach,
was the
co-chair, I knew right then and there, I was like, this isn't going anywhere because Mike Pence is a globalist asset and resource, and I've always known it. Why they put him in, I don't know. It doesn't seem by guess, but Chris Kobach should have been made the chair of that committee. And if y'all don't know who Chris Kobach is, he was the Secretary of State for the state of Kansas, and he, before recently, was a national leader in the national fight against illegal immigration and the invasion. And you know, he's been true blue on this issue. He's fought on it for years. He had a track record, and long before the Trump campaign came along. But the committee never met. The ACLU and the usual subjects threw up some, lawsuits immediately, and they folded. They didn't fight back. They didn't let Kobach's committee meet. They just did it for show right after the inauguration, and a lot of us were hopeful, and nothing was done at all to prevent what we know is happening. Well, we've got over 70 or 80 different verified sources that point the picture to that non-citizens, including illegal aliens, are voting all across America, more in places than others.
And well, I have to ask you a question, because I don't want to interrupt you, but this is interesting, and I have some questions I want answered. When they come on national TV and said they had all the proof they needed, they had all the evidence they had to have, they're going to go after them, why didn't they? What happened to the proof? What happened to the evidence?
First of all, I had that weapons of mass destruction feeling. Do you remember that feeling you had?
Oh, yes.
Went back when Bush said, we got to invade another country that didn't directly attack us, because there's weapons of mass destruction, you know, and you look at it, you hear it, you know, and if you're like us in the media or that are familiar with these issues and stuff like that, you know, we're like, oh, this is a leap of faith. These people are claiming to have information we don't have, and they're about to do something big, you know, with it. Now, I would have been all over a long time ago, I would not have suddenly have started screaming bloody murder about a stolen election after losing said election. You know, that's not my style. I'm more of a proactive type of person that, you know. But anyway, it started happening, and the reason I regret that it went the way that it went, with them losing in almost every, I think it was either every court they went in front of, or almost every court, forgive me if I'm wrong, they lost, which makes those of us who are out here fighting real elections fraud by Democrat, the overthrow of the American Republic using an illegal alien invasion, it makes our jobs harder now, because that got, you know, I got to watch my language, you know, it's a respectable show here, and we got a lot of different people listening. I got to be careful what type of adjectives I use to describe what they did. But we know, and one of the messages that AllyPack.us has documented and that we're spreading to federal candidates and campaigns and state governor campaigns and people all across, across the country right now, is that illegal aliens are voting, and they're voting 90%+ Democrat, and they will always vote Democrat, and they will never change. Now, you get some confusing language from some Republican consultants and others that say, oh, the Hispanics are a natural Republican constituent. Well, first of all, illegal aliens are not all Hispanics. Illegal aliens come in every shape, size, and color, and nationality from around the globe.
Absolutely,
okay?
Absolutely.
All right? And second of all, it's not really polite or fair or accurate and or desirable to equate Hispanics with illegal aliens like they're some type of monolith. Now, it's true that American Hispanics, people who have legally immigrated, and many people who have been here for many, many generations, do vote Republican or conservative sometimes and have some overlap on core issues, such as they don't like illegal immigration either, especially the people that legally immigrated here to get away from some of the crazy, insane decapitation, bodies hanging from overpasses type violence in their countries, and now watching all these other people walk right in here bringing that to us. Is where it's at. So basically we're fighting a losing battle, but fighting as hard as we can to try to stop the illegal alien invasion and overthrow of the American Republic, which they are running down the field trying to get across the finish line. But this is all reversible through peaceful and political legal methods from this point forward, because our organization has played a key role, sometimes decisive role, in stopping amnesty legislation in Washington, D.C. more than 8 times since 2004. And while that may sound boring to some people, what that means is tens of millions of illegal immigrants have not been turned into legal permanent Democrat voters yet. If they had, we wouldn't be fighting in the 2022 elections. It would already be pointless.
And how long you been doing this now? You told me, William. How long you been doing this now?
Since 04, since 9/11. 2004.
And this, I know you can't know this number probably, but since 04, how many do you think you leave? How many leave do you think come in this country in the last 18 years? If you had to get put a number, how many would you say that would be?
Probably north of 20 million. I mean, for the longest time, for the longest time, Homeland Security was like 12 million, and they just kept parroting that number forever. But now I think the generally accepted studies are that we have a population of over 20 million illegal aliens inside the country. And if they ever get the amnesty legislation, which about one-third of the sellout Rhino Republicans in D.C. support, along with 98% of the sellout Democrats support, if they ever get that amnesty legislation, you know, there is no peaceful political way to return the United States to constitutional governance after that. The Democrats pretty much take full and permanent control of the U.S. House and Senate, Supreme Court, presidency, everything from this on out for the next, for the rest of our miserable lives.
Well, you know, there's one thing that irritates the heck out of me is that what part of illegal do they not understand? I mean, how many other words you have to add besides illegal to make something illegal?
Well, I mean, we add the word invaders because they are. They're illegal invaders.
They are invaders. They are invaders. Very good. Yes, good way to put it. Absolutely.
You know, but when you're trying to get a house and maybe you moved into a house and started squatting in a house that wasn't your house and starting to talk like it's yours, and maybe some local people are starting to say, well, let's just give them the house and let them stay in the house. Till that paperwork is signed and the ink is dry, it's not your house. All of these illegal aliens, 20-plus million, are removable, and most will go home on their own accord if we can find some way to stop the traitors and the treason going on in Washington, D.C. and throughout our executive agencies, where these people are that work for Homeland Security and FBI and Border Patrol and lots of other places and around the executive branch and all sorts of deep state positions of power, they violate the United States Constitution, Article 4, Section 4, that protects all states from invasion on a daily basis, and they're committing felonies. I'll give you an example. Right now, if you or I go out and we help an illegal immigrant to get a job, much less hire them ourselves, but even help them to get a job, we've each committed a federal felony that could put us in prison for up to 7 or 8 years.
Yes.
Department of Homeland Security is handing out work authorization permits to illegal aliens every day, which have not been authorized by any type of legislation, Congress, or elections, which I have dedicated my life to. And therefore, since there is no corresponding legislation that allows them or permits them or states that they're allowed to do this, that every single employee at the United States Department of Homeland Security that is assisting illegal aliens on a daily basis to get jobs that it's illegal for them to have is committing a felony. But the question becomes, what are you going to do about it? See, what you going to do about
it? That's exactly right. Yes. Exactly right.
So, now, if anybody finds anything that I'm saying on the show interesting, I do need to take care of a little something here. We're pretty heavily censored by big tech, and the way that we keep things rolling, and we're still in the fight, and that we're trying to do our best in the 2022 elections is by being able to reach audiences like the folks out there listening. And you said that you guys have a terrestrial station, your own satellite. Do you guys have a podcast people listen to later? Could you tell?
Oh yes, oh yeah, yeah.
Tell our
yeah.
listeners a little bit more about how everybody out there is able to listen right now.
Yes. Well, they can go online and find most of the broadcasts. We're on several internet sites and different things all over the world. Shortwave is a big hit also. Everywhere around the country, around the world, we're listening to now. We can be listened to, put that way, in many different countries. I don't know how to tell them how to get there except go on the website, PastorButch.com, and check it out because I'm not a tech guy. I'm just a mouthpiece. Okay,
right.
That's all that I am.
Well, our main way of being able to get in touch with people, to inform people, to organize people is through our main website and our email alert list, which is at alipac.us, and that's alipac.us. Americans for Legal Immigration Pact, which is also the world's largest archive of information about illegal immigration in America in existence. And before big tech censorship started pushing our web traffic down and our visibility down so much, the U.S. Library of Congress decided we were influential enough that they archive a lot of, you know, most of what we write and we put out. But what we ask people to do, if you're opposed to illegal immigration or any form of amnesty for illegals like we are, to please come by the website at alipac.us and join our email alerts, and then make sure those email alerts reach you. You know, the battle's not over. You come and you sign up for the emails. That doesn't mean that Google or Yahoo or these other big tech companies are going to let those come to your inbox instead of your spam folder. So sorry that it's so complicated, folks, but when you stick your finger in the eye of the George Soros groups and you put the kibosh on legislation that they've spent millions of dollars trying to pass to destroy the country, which 80% of America's white, black, Hispanic, gay, straight, male, female population opposes, you have trouble communicating with people. So I hope folks listen tonight. If you find any of this interesting, we'll join the email alerts at Alipac.
And by the way, folks, their website is interesting. You got to go there and check it out. It's packed with what they've been doing. I'm impressed. I mean, that's one of the reasons I had William on tonight. These guys aren't just talking. They're actually fighting this, literally fighting it. I mean, they're taking them on and they're winning. And that's impressive. I don't care who you are, that they do this to such a huge conglomerate of elite that think they can control us all, and they try to control us all, and get a group like Alipac stand up and say, we're not going to let you do it. They make enemies. They make enemies. That's all there is to it. But now, what's your next idea? What's your next goal? I know you got a lot of things planned, but I know elections coming up about within a month. I know that's a big deal. It's going to be maybe a big deal in a lot of different areas. But what are you working on right now that people need to be aware of?
Well, we're all in on the 2022 elections. I mean, we're telling people this is likely to be the last march of the Americans if we don't pull this off, and that the needle has to swing hard. It can't just be, oh, look, the Republicans barely took control of the House and Senate, and oh, look, it's Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell leading us nowhere, because those guys, you know, they wouldn't make as much money if they were listed as Democrats, like the Democrats they are. I mean, my problem is liberal, socialist, communist Democrats and Republicans who vote just like them. And that's where Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy come in. They're out there right now trying to throw a lot of different races to the Democrats because they don't want to see a bunch of wild-eyed, truly populist conservative, constitutional conservatives win office, because they wouldn't be able to keep their smarmy little leadership positions if that were to happen. But
that's very true.
The American public, the American people out there, from the Minutemen movement back around 2004-2006 to the Tea Party movement to the Trump movement to whatever phase that we're going into now, the American people have been, so many great American people have been trying so hard to save this nation, and we need to channel all that energy into the right campaigns and elections.
Hang on to the break, please, William. Hang on to the break. Folks, back the break. If you have comments for William Gibbs, call at 844-769-2944. I'm enjoying this program immensely. It's good. I'm glad no Williams out there. Don't y'all go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Media experts and prophets say the great food shortage is coming in a few months. Most long-term food storage companies charge $9,000 to $10,000 for one person for 1 year. Joseph Kitchen does it not for half that price or a third that price, but Go to Joseph's Kitchen and get long-term emergency food for about $1,000 per person per year. We'll show you how to take the wheat, like in the days of Joseph the Pharaoh, grind it in 30 seconds, put it into a bread machine, push a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice, hot, nutritious loaf of whole wheat bread. It'll cut your food costs, and many say it's very delicious and nutritious. There is not one food a human can live on, but whole wheat bread may be the closest. If you go to Joseph's Kitchen, use the promo code BUTCH, you'll get a $50 discount, and it helps call to decision. That's Joseph's Kitchen, promo code BUTCH, for a $50 discount on what might be the cheapest and maybe the best thing to eat. JosephKitchen.com, promo code BUTCH.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nemana Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nemana a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
This is war, not a game. On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All right, folks, we're back in the night. We have a first-time guest, ever on this broadcast. We're talking to William Keene, and we're discussing Alipac.us and what they're doing. And, folks, there are many ways to conquer a country. You can bring in an armed force if you like to, but when a nation itself is pretty much armed themselves, we know Americans are. Almost every home in America have a weapon in the home to defend themselves with. That would not be a smart move in most cases. So they didn't do it that way. They're bringing them across the border by the millions to invade our culture, to bring in illegals that we feed and clothe and house. Matter of fact, y'all may not know this, but the mayor of New York just did something I thought maybe he's trying to save the cruise ship industry, because right now the business is very slow. So he is leasing or renting for the next 6 months a luxury cruise ship from Norwegian Cruise Line to house illegals on. Now, that's a fact, folks. That's a fact. And they have a tent city in New York. It costs the people of New York $15 million a month to run. We're paying for the health care. We're paying for free cell phones. We're giving them food stamps and in some cases, driver's license. We're doing all that. We are being invaded, and they're taking us over without firing a shot. And the sad part is the masses don't see it, and we are being controlled as much as we don't like to admit it by a handful of elite people. Soros is one of them, and others, and Klaus Schwab, I'm sure, that want to take this this last chance of a Western culture and somewhat used to be a Christian culture, take it down, take away what's left of our liberties and freedoms, and drag us into a third world country. And folks are getting it done economically. They're doing it morally. They just about disrupt and bankrupt the whole country morally. They're getting it done while we sit back, I don't know, watch TV, go to church, act like nothing's wrong. They're getting it done. They're getting it done on our watch. I know it isn't pleasant to say that. People don't want to hear that, but it's on our watch. If we don't care for ourselves, how about our children, grandchildren? How about our heritage that we're going to have after we're gone? How about those who are posterity who are going to be here when we're gone? What do you want to leave them? I mean, what do you want to leave them? There's so many battles I know we got many battles to fight. I realize that. And Allie Pack, thanks to William Keene here, is doing everything he can to stem this tide of illegal invasion in our country. And I, for one, respect him for that very highly. And we were talking during the break. As most people know, I live in West Virginia. It's we're usually the running second or first on the bottom as far as poverty in this country. Mississippi and West Virginia share that back and forth every now and then. And in our whole state, there's only about 1.5 million people. Matter of fact, we lost a seat in the House a couple of 3 years ago because of that. And if you flat this state out, folks, we'd be at least as big as Georgia. Okay, maybe a little bigger. So we don't have many people in the state. And like I said, we're a poor state. So we don't attract a lot of illegals here. Now, there's some been shipped in here. There are the bigger cities like Charleston and Huntington, West Virginia. But those two cities, folks, believe me, are not big compared to not even close to being big in most cities in this country around us. So we don't attract a lot of illegals. As we're talking during the break, too, there's not many we see trying to get a job in the coal mines. It's the best paying industry in the states, coal mines. They just don't go there. So maybe we're blessing us in a way in that sense. But a lot of states are attracting them, and a lot of states are very liberal, if you can put it that way. I hate to use that word, but very liberal with your money. They pay them to come in. They house them, clothe them, feed them, take care of them with your money while they infiltrate your society and undermine what's your future, your child's future is going to be. And I don't want to take over the program, but I had to share that. I mean, that's just the way isn't it?
I'm glad to talk with somebody that's there on the ground in West Virginia, because I've had this conversation about places like West Virginia. I mean, first of all, I want to mention how thankful we are that Senator Joe Manchin, who might end up voting for amnesty for illegals eventually, that we want to give some praise where praise is due. Joe Manchin and Christine Sinema from Arizona stopped the Democrats from ramrodding through a lot of awful stuff, okay, because they supported the filibuster. And if the filibuster rule had not held, which the filibuster rule is a longstanding rule that's put in place in the Senate for the Senate to be a more deliberate body to make sure that nobody's faction or party comes to power by some narrow margin and then radically changes the country quickly. Nobody wants politicians radically changing the country. Unless the only thing that we want our politicians doing is things that they have clear, large consensus support for. And that's why the filibuster rule is in the Senate requiring 60 instead of 50 votes to increase that. If your bill's not good enough, is not supported enough to get 60 votes in the Senate, it doesn't go into law. And Joe Manchin stood up for that. And I feel like I've often felt that even though he's a Democrat, that he stood up for that filibuster rule, and he's not played game with the Democrats on some of their more liberal globalist agenda items, because he knows the people of West Virginia are not like that, because West Virginia votes Republican quite a bit in the presidential races, right?
Yes, they do.
You've got a lot of You know, now, the question is, now, it's hard for me to translate North Carolina, South Carolina to West Virginia. Now, here in North Carolina, most places around the country, your towns and your cities end up being run by a bunch of liberal socialists. Is that the case in West Virginia?
In some areas, probably so, but not so much as I think other places, no.
Okay. How about your county commission and your state house and your state senate?
Well, no, they've been fairly conservative. I mean, in the last 3-4 years, we've did away with the need to have a permit to carry a gun, concealed or unconcealed. We've seen that we took away the right to work law in, and did away with that. I mean, we had now people come in, they're bringing in new jobs. No, it's been in the last few years, basically. There for many, many years, we were totally Democrat. Over the last 8-12 years, that's flipped over. We see now. Folks, I'm not picking parties. I just know what the difference has been in this state. I vote for the man, the person. I will not vote for somebody just because he's a Republican or anything else. But nonetheless, we've seen some things happen here that's been really a refreshing change in our state. So, no, we've seen many things here come about that I think has been really good for the state. And it's been a blessing to most people in this state. I mean, right now they're trying to do away with the state income tax.
They've targeted the illegal alien workers. Now, first of all, only people say, well, somebody's be out there in the field picking the crops, you know, you're not going to do it. Only 6% of the 20-plus million illegals in this country are working in agriculture. But here in North Carolina, I'll tell you a story that hasn't been applied to your coal industry, and you guys can probably figure out some of the reasons why. Here in North Carolina, a lot of meat processing and packing industries used to pay like $20, $24 an hour. They now pay $12 an hour. And the reason they pay $12 an hour instead of $24 an hour is because Smithfield, which is owned by China now, and several other big processing places. And, you know, meatpacking industry, it's not quite coal mining, but it's a dangerous, difficult job. Not everybody is designed to get up and go to work at 6 o'clock in the morning and, you know, kill a bunch of cows and strip their innards out and, you know, wash cow innards off the floor. But because of foreign labor, imported labor, and illegal labor being pumped into these industries, it's depreciated wages and pushed them down. Coal mining, from my understanding of it, from a distance, is that it used to be very heavily unionized. And whether it be Democrats or Republican, tied into the local communities, and a lot of those local communities where the coal minings are not necessarily urban centers. It's out in what most places are more like red zones that vote Republican outside the cities. You look at Illinois, you look at New York, you look at North Carolina, you'll see big, you look at Nevada, you look at big, heavy, blue-hitting Democrat cities like Las Vegas, taking control over the whole state, but every county around it pretty much votes red out in the countryside, and that's where a lot of your coal mines are and these type of, and I'm just thinking that from the generational miner of generations of miners and the presence of the unions and the way that things have been run there in West Virginia and stuff, I don't think that the globalists have figured out a way yet to stick the illegals in the coal mines and have it work. Because they'd have to pretty much take all of your American workers out of the coal mine, and I don't think that'll work well. Because my understanding is you got to have people with certain levels of technical proficiency handling these coal mines, or really bad things happen.
Well, so, and not only that, they would have to fight for the job because it's about the best paying job in the state, and they do pay well, and benefits are good, and people won't tolerate being taken away by somebody that's not even a lawful citizen. They can't do that. They haven't tried that yet, and I'm glad they haven't. You're right.
People just will not tolerate that. From what I know of the globalists and their strategy board and the way they're playing this, I figure that they're probably going to just, you know, their goal is, or plans are to deal with y'all later on. After they get the rest of the country, you know, so pinned down that they ain't nobody going to be able to do anything. And they can't do that quite yet because of Texas and Florida. But we're on the edge of it. You know, Reagan made a big, big mistake passing an amnesty back in '86. And people say that Reagan has even admitted that it was his biggest mistake. It was supposed to be a one-time amnesty for 1 million illegals that they ended up giving to 3 million illegals, which is the reason we now have 20 million illegals. That set in motion, the 1960s changes to immigration laws, Naturalization Act, and changes combined with Reagan's amnesty is what put us in this situation. So we warn people, if they pass another amnesty, and an amnesty is anything that changes the law from being, you know, you have to go home to you can stay under some format, that's a form of amnesty that leads us all to the same third world permanent hell here in America. And the reason that you know, they told us there would never be another amnesty, but then, you know, my organization has had to fight to stop serious, well-financed, well-organized amnesty attempts that came really, really close 8 times since 2004. they've not been able to get – the globalists have 2 big agendas dealing with immigration and guns. They want to turn 20-plus million illegals into Democrat voters, and then they want to take away everybody's guns, and then the United States is pretty much permanently subjugated into a way, a demographic-type weapon that, from which we can never return from or get back up from again. And, I think some of these powers have never liked the idea of the United States. A bunch of Davy Crockett looking raccoon hat wearing rednecks deciding that they're going to make up their own mind about how to live their lives has never been popular with the blue buds of Europe or anybody else that, you know, has opposed America since we were founded over 200 years ago.
I agree. Yeah. And they want to totally undermine everything that we had, and they've done a lot of it already. You and I have lived through times and what no longer we've been alive, and I've been around a few years longer than you have. We've watched this country be undermined a lot of different ways, especially morally, to the point that it's sad now that people don't know what sex they are. I mean, that's where we are in America, and they've done it on purpose because of the moral people kind of lose their sense of all common sense, and that's just what's happened to our country.
Well, everything that gives us any type of shared commonality or identity is under attack. Christmas is under attack. Thanksgiving is under attack. Columbus and Columbus Day is under attack. Benina and the Pina and Santa Maria.
Well,
and we can't.
Yeah, and the Confederate statues of people like Robert E. Lee, who was a strong Christian, didn't even own any slaves. I mean, that's under attack. They're trying to destroy our heritage.
Anything that gives us a sense of identity, including families. Nuclear families with a mother and a biological male for a father and a biological female for a mother. These things are all under attack. And from the source people and things like that, I've been listening to a lot. I've been very much enjoying the speeches of Giorgia Meloni.
Oh, yes.
The new first female prime minister of Italy. And she had a speech that was censored back from she had made back in 2019 that got recently restored, and that got me listening to her. And the points that she's making is that the reason God, country, and family are under attack is these things are part of our identity tied each one of us and our individual snowflake in the universe DNA that's sacred. Whether you're white, black, Hispanic, Asian, male, or female, each one of us, our DNA is unique in the cosmos, and everything that would give us an identity through a nation, through a family, through a religion, that's all under attack to make us more manageable slaves and more perfect consumers.
That's it. She said that, didn't she?
I'm paraphrasing.
She's
entertaining to watch, even when I got to read the subtitles. Sometimes she speaks in English and sometimes Italian or Spanish. But she's right. The globalist, because she, you know, she has a different perspective, being an Italian woman and being in Europe and dealing with Brussels and the European Union and all that, George Soros totalitarianism, where they're flooding everybody with illegal alien Muslims from Africa and the Middle East. Very similar things that are happening to, because this is being done to all of the West, You know, I think if we find ourselves in a world war tomorrow with China, not only will we not have the national fuel reserves that Biden has sold off, but there's no one that could even come to help us if they wanted to. England.
That's very true.
France.
Very true.
Italy, Greece, any of our old allies from Europe are so inundated with invaders themselves.
Yeah, undermine economic in other way. Hey, let's take a quick phone call before we run out of time here.
Sure.
Let's talk to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Buck.
Hey.
Hey. Now, I wonder if you hear me. Okay. Now, here's the thing. We people who are trying to destroy the world, I mean, these countries like Greece, Italy, America, they have one goal. It's the ones we call, you always keep calling them fake Jews, okay? Even though that war in Germany, that was by fake as a $2 bill, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And World War II.
Well, we know they're out there, and of course you bring us up about every night. Come on, who they are, and that is a huge group of them for sure. But right now we're just trying to stop the infiltration of our country by illegals, Mick, and that's something we got to stand up for. No matter who's doing it, we got to oppose it strongly. You know, that's just the way it is. But I appreciate you saying that. You're right on the money. Good call. Appreciate it. But we're seeing. Again, the people around this country, there's no such thing as a multicultural society. I want to repeat that. There's no such thing as a multicultural society. One or the other has to lead. One or the other faiths in this world, religions, has to lead the country. If you get them all mixed up, they go into chaos, and that's exactly what they're doing. They're bringing our country into chaos. They're dividing us up. They're causing factions. They're causing polarization. They're doing it on purpose. They want to divide us.
Yes, this is a form of fourth or fifth generational warfare. This is, in my opinion, this is the information wars and the illegal alien invasion of the United States is a form of warfare being conducted against the people of the United States. And it is heavily reliant on being deceptive and being covert and moving incrementally. And your caller mentioned World War II. No prior generation of Americans was dumb enough to let something like this would happen. My grandparents that came back from World War II, there's no way they would have allowed anything like this to happen. A lot of awful things have had to happen in the media and with drugs and pharmaceutical companies and other stuff to even get us in a position, and the economy to get us in a position where they could do these types of things that they're doing now. And no prior
and
generation
and public
of Americans
education.
Would have allowed it.
Public education has played a huge part of that, too. You know that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Most definitely.
Definitely. Let's go to Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, come on in and welcome.
Well, I can't. I'm here in the state where you haven't really mentioned was, at least I haven't heard the whole thing about, the hypocrisy about, the leftist, the cultural Marxist, because, Martha's Vineyard, I call it Marxist Vineyard because there's a lot of loudmouth, wealthy leftists, such as, our former Senator John Kerry, for example. They
and Obama.
They love
and Obama.
Those. They love their sign saying, "Oh, we don't care where you're from, you're welcome here." But for some reason, I think they were mostly from Venezuela. They were put on their island, but they have homes that. They're hardly ever there, only maybe a few weeks out of the year, but hey, they could have easily put them up, but no, get them out of our, off of our island.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
they
right.
Deported them within 24 hours.
They brought in a national guard. They brought in the guard to do
it. The governor used the military to deport the illegals within 24 hours of arrival.
They did. That's a fact. Yeah. They did. Bunch of hypocrites.
And he's also a Republican, too.
Yeah, well, Crist is a piece of Crist is worthless. I mean, he's registered. He's one of those Lindsey Graham, John McCain, Mitt Romney globalist.
That's Charlie Bay. He's basically a Mitt Romney wannabe.
Yeah, and that's the thing that so many Republicans don't have a spine to deal with this. I mean, we've got more Republicans like in Arizona and Texas calling this what it is, an invasion. But the problem is we don't have a true opposition party. okay, that we have a group of Republicans that end up in the leadership positions that pretend to oppose the Democrats but don't really do so. It's a fake opposition, and see, I don't like Democrats. I really hate the way they lie, and I don't like their positions on things and all this other stuff, but I give them credit. They're overall more honest in what telling you what they actually
That's
want
very
to
true.
Do. Okay,
very
these
true.
Republicans go out there and campaign to Christians and conservatives and constitutionalists, say, I'm your person, but then they make the big money by doing whatever the globalists want them to do once they get to Washington, D.C.
That's right.
And so
anything else you want to say, Dave? Hey, cut up. We're running out of time. Anything else you want to say, Dave?
Oh, which is why I refer to the Democrats as Communist Party USA, but as, you know, the British Parliament, the House of Commons, you know, they have what they call the loyal opposition to the party that won the election. So that's the term I use for the Republicans instead of, you know, Ryan's. I like to call them either the loyal opposition or the rubber stamp party.
Good point. Good point. And both, yeah, you're right. I hate to say that, but you're 80% right. The most number they'll go with whichever way the water flows. Good call, Dave. I hate to jump around that time, but thanks for the call, Dave. Appreciate it. Very much appreciate it. We're down about the last 2 minutes here, William. And again, tell us how people can get into your organization, check what's going on, get your emails. Tell us about that again, please.
Yeah, I'd be glad to do it. I just want to say real quick, some of our strongest allies out there, especially in the Hispanic community from places in Florida, people are from around the world who have already lost a nation to communism, have had a nation taken from them, from some type of Soros-type revolution from within, or Castro or something like that, are some of our biggest allies in this fight because they know what this is. They sense what it is. It is a type of Marxist strange corporate Marxist Hong Kong meets China fusion type thing that's hard for us to even to identify. But, again, I hope that folks out there listening would be willing to look into us and help maybe organize with us or stay in touch by signing up for our email alerts at alipac.us. That's ALIPAC.US, Americans for Legal Immigration. I tried to send out our 54 endorsed candidates today, but my email dispersal big tech company is balking on that. So we're trying to get those out. And we've got a lot of great candidates out there who are running who have proven that they're against amnesty and against illegal immigration, and they're calling for donors and volunteers and voters. There's also a lot of candidates out there, maybe even in West Virginia and other places where the listeners at, that we haven't heard from yet, that we're trying to screen and find out which position they're in, whether they're in the amnesty invasion camp or if they're with the American constitutional camp, and to make recommendations to as many voters as possible. We've got to have a type of red wave that's thoughtful out there. And by red wave, I don't want people sending money and volunteering for Mitt Romney and Lindsey Graham. I want people, you know, volunteering for the true conservative populist firebrands out there and backing those folks up, because we've got a lot of great people out there who are putting signs up tonight out in the dark. We've got people who are on phones. We've got people who are licking envelopes and taking steps to fight and win these elections in about 30 days. So hope you'll come see us.
We are flat out of time. We I'm so sorry. We're flat out of time. We'll get you on again sometime soon, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you for having me on.
Thanks, William. God bless. And folks, I will see you tomorrow night, Lord willing. Have a wonderful night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.